You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We got Rex on his way in tonight, the one and only, coming through to talk about The Greatest X, which drops Friday. And he's going to be heading on a European tour with Edo G, Artifacts, Beantown Bullies, Relentless, and Notoriety. They got their first show in Switzerland Thursday, so big week for the man. He'll be on here probably in about 10 minutes, and we'll be talking with him about all sorts of stuff. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Producers, MCs, etc. Send us your clean records, send us your beats, whatever. We're always looking for stuff to play. Just include a little bio, some information about yourself, and yeah, that's pretty much it. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. You can hear all our ciphers. And you can check out the like playlist on there. That's everything we've been jamming to. The stuff we really like, we repost. And there's a New England hip hop playlist as well. We have a few interviews too. Slane, Danny Boy, etc. Slane's going to be back on September 20th. Hoping to get him in studio. He's shooting a movie though, so it might be another phoner, but we'll see. And then the Alumni Cypher Series, LFODradio.com. Go check that out. The videos are up. The audio is up. It was crazy. So proud of how that turned out. Second annual. Already looking forward to the third annual. And we're just going to keep doing a lot of dope stuff. So stay tuned in. Tuesday, 7 p.m. Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio. Instagram, Facebook, etc. at LFODRadio. If you type in LFOD, we pretty much show right up. Anyway, we're going to play some Rex. This is one off The Greatest X. It's called B-Slap. It features R.A. the Rugged Man. You are tuned into LFOD Radio.
To the beat, 10 raps, I had a catch, beheading cats. ISIS with the mic devices suffice to say my pen play priceless. Get what you pay for, my following demand more. Play ball, out the park bars with the blah blah. Ours raw sushi in the boofy dragon row flow. Tootie facts alike, learn early on my little birdie digging for the worm. Don't play with my emotions, big burn between two ferns. No joke, quotable quotes, I wrote bee sting, butterfly float. Knowledge I soak, it's a rebellion with hope. I pass it long to my princes, but now I treat the poop like the trenches. Designing my adventures through the vision with freedom from mental prison. The greatest unknown living, so it's hell I gotta give them. Got money, homie, run that. Wanna know where the gun at? No gun, gone, click, clack. Homie, this is black, black. 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 Got money, homie, run that. Wanna know where the gun at? No gun, gone, click, clack. Homie, this is black, black. 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 Homie, this is black, black.
Hey, yo, get back, you wick-wack. Spit whack at a clap and a dick slap and your wig back. If I ain't with that, get your ribs cracked. Bullets to your liver, turn your piss black. The TV news try to spin at you. Rhino drop any common foe. When I draw like Pablo Picasso, a blow like Escobar Pablo. The cops on the block drop like domino bombs drop below. You pigs couldn't keep me locked down in Guantanamo. These soft rappers are more sensitive than just irrelevant. If you suicidal, sucking cyanide, Hitler's mistress. The history revision rewritten like Christian scriptures. I diss you to your face, spitting subliminal disses. I get better each year, cause clearly I'm starving. Fans watch my career evolve like theories of Darwin. Oust your prime ministers like Bangkok with a bomb squad like Hank Shock, where they bang and slang rock and joke drop drawers every time that Wu-Tang dropping. Just as instead of images of Christ on their wall, they hang Pac. Title vacate, hate fake faith, race bait, culture vulture lame brain. Johnny came late, come on.
Got money, homie, run that. Wanna know where the gun at? No gun, gun, click, clack. Pillar talk, right behind the ear beginners. I pity the fool who wanna face the winter storm within my form. I inner stage black moonish, fist is typhoonish. Hot as two summers, don't matter if I do numbers. I consume, again, pop, slap, no click, clack. Kaboom, like a Batman cartoon. Bigger, better, deafer, iller, let us
leave a rapper left upon a stretcher. Apply the pressure, my mind is clever, designing. I pull signs of the time, rhyming, plenty failures, still climbing. I feel rhyming, prepared to lead a coverage bear. Goldilocks style, flow be dialing hot fire. Wow, you similar when it comes to fulfilling the song. Ears ringing from the slaps I administer. Cap money, homie, run that. Wanna know where the gun at? No gun, gun, click, clack.
At one time I thought of giving up, but now I think differently. You can help change them by learning more about your culture and believing in yourself.
Oh yeah? You gotta be joking.
It's no joke. Tell me.
Primo. Prince. No time for looking back, it's done. Listen.
You better take off before I break off. Give a
fuck,
I don't play that
ish. No time for looking back, it's done.
I'ma write this here rhyme like gurus in the passenger. Standing on the east coast, staring out to Africa. Accolades, escalates, fade. My vernacular remain intact for the generation that's coming after the average rapper you praise. Days number like a calendar, challenges caliber. Mediocre into the catheter, IVs wrap em up. Maddest host need a ladder up. Escalator, elevator, skyscraper, hella haters on primo beats. Meditate a bit to elevate my spit. Scribble deli scripts, hella wit. Angels, I strangle the instrument. Mango chops, can't go pop. I gotta remain boom back to that. Who that be, Mr. Say goodnight. I'ma blaze a mic willily. Killer be kill industry. In the realest of real MC. Solar flow enemy. Future of the rap, golden era dead.
No time for looking back, it's done.
We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end, time waits for no man. What's your plan?
No time for looking back, it's done.
We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end time waits for no man. What's your plan?
No time for looking back, it's
before
done.
I fade to black, face the mirror, face the fact. Fade appear to backtrack, where the plaques at. Where the love for the cat, for the fire flow. Fire for fire like fame, for Zaya and Josiah. Desire to perspire, the 25th hour upon me. Calmly walk the wire, annihilate enemy ire. Any higher than higher in the sky of heaven. I require less than mediocre. I reawoken the deeper thoughts of sleeping prophets. Regardless of others' offers, I architect dialect. I'm a bet, y'all are just waking up. Say goodnight, slap a rapper, take his mic. Greater height, spit a rhyme, save a light. In a mind, pay the price. A, B, C, alike. Hey, Preem, we a tight chemistry. Any beat sending me, I'ma intently write to the fingertips. Crippled in the before the arthritis to finish a line. If you modern rhymers,
no time for looking back, it's done.
We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end, time waits for no man. What's your plan?
No time for looking back, it's done.
We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end time waits for no man. What's your plan?
Yeah. No time for looking back, it's done.
You ever chant with the rebels, dance with the devils, answer the higher levels, ride with the iron elbow to elbow in hellish circles where the heat is echo. You ever let go, stresses when pressure's boiling beyond the kettle. You ever petrify, exercise demons, believing you leave them breathing. They'll get even odds all beyond y'all. Achieving peaceful means of seeking deacons ain't a way out. They bout beat by any means they necessary, but they very young, very young. Hella heaven, them adolescents is peddling, packing metal and settling street wars. Three-fourths light behind tight walls. When I fall, psychos strike the right cause. They I pause, bumping Ricky Ross. Kids is on track, they lost. Wife a lot, no time for looking back, it's done. Golden era over and dead, I'm over your heads.
No time for looking back, it's done.
We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end time waits for no man. What's your plan?
No time for looking back, it's done.
We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end time waits for no man. What's your plan?
No time for looking back, it's done.
You better take off before I break off. I don't give a fuck, I don't play that shit.
No time for looking back, it's done.
Better take off. pissed in 89. I was trying to be like number 11, shorty with the dimes. I ain't talking block bagging to the block, passing time. Zeke Thomas, we had similar dramas, similar mamas. Related to his tale of future promise. He from Chicago, Lawrence, all that I know. But I saw the similar dilemma, the harsh hold on lost souls. Pops gone, eyes closed, Christmas moan. Wishing for a new Spalding. Need to change that logo from Jerry West to Jordan. Saw them hoop dreams, turnpike dreams. When in the night, fiends lean. Drug dealers whip is so clean. MC's jewels is so flashy. And Pippin posterized Patrick Ewing so nasty. Class B, boring as hell. Trying to pay attention. The jigger drop that hard knock life. Teach your lessons about hood dreams. Hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic, cause I ain't had it with the jump shot. I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, cause I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Good dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic, cause I ain't had a wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Settled on the mic, on the mic. Leaders of the new came to my school, watching the young bustle bust. Oh, shit up that rah-rah energy. To pinpoint the precise point in life, the enemy. To gather thoughts mentally, jot them down rhythmically. Walk through time processing sounds of the city. Mill City ain't seeing mills. Low to them Haven Hills, really down bottom. Rich history forgotten, got to talking with my mama. About the alarm she discovered when she first came to Mass from South Carolina. Bernard before her, Wanda followed behind her. Bernard had Rochelle, Wanda had Tia. Pamela had me, baby Boo and Nakia. Auntie Audrey passed the last with no babies. Carol had Shola, Sade, Mosa, Nosa, maybe. I got to writing cause I saw my family fighting out a bitch. Flat top to my New Balance kicks, it was hood dreams. Hoop it up in hip hop, settled on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, cause I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Good dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic, cause I ain't had a wicked jump shot. I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, on the mic. In Biggie verse, he talk about the crack or the jump shot. The jump shot, the crack or this rap, but it's all in fact. Hood dreams for teens seeking something close to paradise. A quick escape from day to day where they don't have a life. The average is disparaging. Half of them end up wrapped up in funeral parlor packaging. Beautiful roses masking the reality of caskets. Handcuffs addiction. Don't give a fuck about school except addition. To add up the dead presidentials is essential. When you've been through hood politics, heavy on the mental, steady on the pencil, studying Drake and J. Cole. Biology is whack, rap is taking control. I'm for J.O.B. cause they gon' be reality show celebrities. These is careers and it tears me apart. We caught in the web of lies, don't let them ruin your lives, y'all. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop, settled on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had a wicked jump shot. I ain't had a wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, on the mic.
Wicked jump shot. Jump shot. Jump shot. Wicked jump shot. Jump shot. Wicked jump shot. Shot.
Jump shots, Rex. That's off the Greatest X dropping Friday. Before that, we had the 25th Hour produced by DJ Premier, which was, I think, my first introduction to Rex, with him just going absolutely bananas with the flow. And then we kicked things off with B Slap featuring R.A. the Rugged Man, also off the Greatest X. We got Taz in the building.
Whoop, whoop. Hey, y'all.
Also Priscilla.
Peace.
Hey. So basically what's going on here is Rex is on his way. So we're going to do a bit of a holding pattern. You guys had a pretty interesting weekend.
Yes, we
sure did.
So it's hip-hop related. I'd like to hear about it.
Do you want to go?
Go. Shoot for it.
So we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Kanye West in concert at the TD Garden. And it was incredible.
Yes. As Taz likes to say, it snatched her edges.
Oh, yeah?
No, it did. When Ultralight Beam came on... Okay, and wait, should we tell them? Let me give you like a quick, I guess, scenery.
Yeah.
The stage was, he had a floating stage. So throughout the whole show, he was kind of, the stage was kind of moving like back and forth in the arena. And the, what's that called? Jumbotron, that big screen. Yeah. The way his image was on the screen, it was like very angelic-like. Yeah. Like this.
It's as if we were watching a music video in the making. So the detail of the lights was like perfect. Like it was just perfect. And just like strategically ran as to where if you were watching it on the big screen, it's as if you were watching him in a video or it like a heavenly type of feel of some sort. I thought the whole concert was definitely inspirational. I was sharing with Sam that like I think it just changed the way I see performers.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that like, you know, a standard stage is boring or whatnot, but more so just to say like, just how like creatives are so crazy to other people until like they make it happen, and it's just like, wow, like I did not see that.
And I feel like Kanye, I mean, the last show he had with the last show that he was here, I feel like that was also crazy as well.
Mm. So I think wearing the mask back then, right?
Is that the I want to say yes, but what I didn't go to that show, but I know that from the videos and like from what everyone else said, like it was just like crazy as well. Mm. So I think, yeah, Kanye is just always so abstract and so, I mean, I know the shade that he gets a lot, but I really feel like me seeing him, like I understand him more, you know, and I feel like we're constantly moving.
Yeah.
What's that science thing? It's like matter, something is like, it's going to be in motion until like it's...
Oh, yeah, inertia.
Yeah, so I feel like unless something else like comes in his way, then maybe he'll change, but I just feel like I really very much so like love the wave that he's on.
He's
like
constantly trying to innovate and progress and push things forward. He's never really static, which is what I like as well. I was telling Priscilla, I had an argument with someone this weekend about how, you know, some people prefer artists in smaller stages, and I was like, but then there's guys like Kanye who I don't ever want to see him in a small room. I want to see what he can do when he's given that space and when he can keep pushing it and like learning how to pack a stadium and do a stadium tour.
Right. But I feel like that's a challenge for all creatives. Like, don't be stagnant and don't conform your idea to other people's like limits of what you think they think that you should be. Like, if you see like a giant screen as a mirror, like, darn it, you see that. Yeah. You make it happen. Like, don't allow other people to try to limit you as an artist or a creative, because, like, look at Kanye.
Yeah.
He has a floating stage.
It kills me.
Like, people were dancing under him. Like,
it's like
me,
the mosh pit vibe. Oh,
if you would have tried to explain that to me and I never would have seen it, I would have been like, what? Like, huh? But just to see it and just to see how, like, everything just worked out. And I was like, oh, he's going to fall. Or no, like... It just amazed me. Like, I feel like that should be a challenge for all creatives, no matter where you are, whether you're small, you're local, or you're international. Like, do not allow other people to limit like your creativity. Like,
and also, can we talk about he had no openers.
That's dope. That's very dope.
Oh yeah, performed by himself. So very
sold out, like filled arena. No openers.
Okay. Kanye's the man. On that note, Rex is here, so we got to go down and grab him. We're gonna play a record. This is another guy who pushes things with the flow. I don't know anybody who consistently levels it up. He never raps the same on any song, and that's one of my favorite things about Rex is you never know quite what you're gonna get, but you know it's gonna be fresh. So we're gonna play a new one by him. This is Kites, produced by Alchemist, and when it's done, he'll be in studio. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
It took all us as supporters to ensure that he could be Hillary. I admit I was bamboozled by that hope-ish note-ish. Should've knew better, whoever. Take a stance as you did, getting silenced, met with violence. Define your ties to the Panther stood as a threat, voice of the voiceless. Let's not forget, someone gon' pay that debt when the cop laid the rest. Judge Sable try to fry it, but you a fighter with the fire in you. Soul of a prophet or messiah figure. I'm just writing to you, knowing there's still life within you. You're off death row, still time's a killer. Out here, these kids is lost and forgotten. Of course, there's options, but good ideas fall on deaf ears. They're playing possum, and I know they know you're innocent. But freedom was gone a minute when they knew they had you the same way I had Jim and Fred. Steve
Rat-a-tat-tat your soul. Innocent or no, doesn't matter though. COINTELPRO in control, you gotta go. I'm just trying to get into the know. Trying to understand, understand. These kites I write to breathe life into those lost souls. Boxed in the box and down, trotting, rotting in the world so cold. These kites I write to breathe life in. These kites I write to breathe life in. These kites I write to breathe life into gold. Lost soul, lost soul. Dylan, why did you kill him? Why did you enter building? While they was praising Jesus, you turned him into victim. Somebody in the head to had him a funny feeling. Still they accepted you. Someone neglected you. This world gave you the ammunition that you used to execute. Confederate flags and fathers in white rags. Teach your children about the great days. KKK, burn crosses, hung nooses, burn houses. Taught you this. Hate within, 8x10, boxed in, nothing but time. Clutching a 9, clock grim, when it tick, tick, tick. And you just wanna hear the trigger, click, click, click. Don't wanna face the judge, face the jury, face the mugs of the families you tortured, plans you altered. That day you lost it, that day you ruptured foundation structure. That day they took you in and you sucked the life out of them, out of pure evil inside. Your evil inside is where the devil resides, is where the trouble began. Took a look in your eyes, all I saw was emptiness, a whole lot of pain. So I began to scribble this cake, maybe in vain, but I need to understand. I'm just trying to understand. These kites I write to breathe life into those lost souls. Boxed in the box and down, trotting, rotting in the world so cold. Kites are right to breathe life in. These kites are right to breathe life in. These kites are right to breathe life in.
Kites, produced by Alchemist. We got Rex in the building.
Yeah. Peace, bro.
What's happening?
What's happening? Thanks for having me. Sorry for the delay.
Oh, you know? Man. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing game. Yeah, you're
on
the
move. We on the move, man.
So, man, we'll get right into it. Greatest X. Now, we talked about this last time you were on here.
Uh-huh.
Greatest Unknown. It's your 10th album,
yeah.
Mad Layers to the the title and all that. It's huge, dude. 35 songs.
Yeah. We wasn't playing. It's more of an experience. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, more of an experience than an album. So I'm real proud of this one. 35 tracks, double disc, plethora of, like, just amazing underground to legendary acts. You know what I'm saying? So I'm real proud of this one.
And it's solid straight through.
Thank you.
I can say that. I've heard it.
So you have. You
I'm
have.
Not lying.
Thanks
when
for
I
coming
that.
Through and supporting. You know, we had the listening party. Shout out to Down Home Delivery. Auntie made the food.
Down Home.
We had a beautiful time.
They have some really good food.
Oh, you know, you're hip?
Yes.
Word. That's family right there. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Down Home Delivery. That was it right there. So
yeah.
35 songs. It's huge. Now, usually there's a lot of cutting when you're making an album. At what point did you decide to do a double album, or was that the plan from the start?
I mean, I think it just turned and evolved into that. Like, I probably did 25, 30 more records than that.
Really?
Anybody who knows, I'm always in the studio. I got the studio at the crib, so I'm always there, or I'm at the studio with Arc, or I'm, like, you know, in Florida, I'm with Hazardous Sounds and Mnemonic. So I'm consistently in a lab, kind of with, like, that Pac work ethic. Like, that's my focus, to, like, just always have something going on at all times. And so, you know what I'm saying, it just turned into that. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it was.
Right, because it's huge. I was like, either he just was like, we're doing as many as we can, or you cut maybe twice as many, or who knew what happened. But it's dope front to back. Now, the album obviously is very important to you, and meaning-wise. How did you go about picking these guests and these producers? Because it's a lot of heavy hitters.
The main thing is, like, I have a lot of relationships I've developed over the years with, like, you know, more the premier, like, artists in the underground to the, you know what I'm saying, like, the higher up. I really didn't focus on, like, a name recognition type thing, but like I wanted personal relationships. Like, you know, I was able to go on tour when the Step Brothers tour happened with Alchemist and Evidence, and through that I gained a relationship with brothers like that, and so that was a genuine opportunity for me to put our work together. But I also wanted to take a chance to showcase a lot of artists locally who are great artists, you know what I'm saying, some of the greatest unknown artists such as Bakari JB,
yep,
Mr. Fritz,
yep,
Dutch Rebel, artists who like are just phenomenal talents in their own right and need that platform. And I feel like if I had that platform when I was coming up, an opportunity like what we're doing with the Beantown Bullies, like, you know, that would have like kind of pushed me a little further along in my career.
Right, that's dope.
Yeah.
And that Evidence track is hard.
Thank you, brother. Shout out to Evidence. Shout out to DJ Heron on the cuts. That's my brother from Florida.
Evidence is dope. Evidence is very dope. You also got John Glass and some local producers, Billy Loman. You got, who's the dude from Lawrence?
Sub Nate. He's a young homie. It's a funny story with Sub Nate. I know his fam. I know some of his fam from coming up in Lawrence. Anybody who knows I was born and raised in Lawrence, Mass. I knew his family, but he was like a young kid who, for those who know DJ Lus, was doing this program in Lawrence on Newberry Street where, you know, he helped try to pay it forward and help the kids with like production, engineering, you know, rhyme structure and what have you. So he had me come through one day and I met this kid, and you know, he's just phenomenal talent. You know, just, mm-hmm, just a kid who was just much like me coming up in Lawrence, you know, just headstrong and like really like trying to like, you know, find his way, navigate his way through the streets of Lawrence. And it just made sense to have him on it. You know what I'm saying? He's a phenomenal, skilled talent.
Right. That's dope that you're giving him those looks and, you know, building. I like to see that. The Beantown Bullies, these guys were asking about earlier. Beantown Bullies, if you could sum it up.
I would say it's a collective, not much different from like Native Tongues, you know what I'm saying? Like in that we just have our movements of our own, which we come together and form, okay, like Voltron, you know, like, mm-hmm, right now when I go out to this European tour, Bakari JB is already out there, Lucky Dice is already, mm-hmm, out there, King Philip is on his way there tomorrow. You know, it's just the movement that we're on. Spender's on his way tomorrow. So like, They came with me on the last one, Spender, Bakari JB, and Lucky Dice. And before that, when we did the Plain Gang Eastern Standard Time tour, Spender was on that one as well. So, you know, it's just an avenue that for me, like, being like one of the guys in the forefront, I wanted to be able to say, you know, I want to showcase these cats, because a dude like Spender who doesn't, you know, have the network or the connections that I may have, I want to give him everything that I have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he can utilize that to the best of his ability. Because me paying it forward, he in turn can do the same for me and for someone else. And like, there's a lot of people who try to hold on to their networks, try to hold on to their connects, and I think that's savage and it's wrong. Because we have, it's our duty, I feel it's our obligation to like pay it forward to cast like Sut Nate, like I said, Mo Pope, who's one of the greatest lyricists ever to come from Massachusetts. You know, he needs to be in a spotlight even further. Not that he needs my shine, but like, he needs to be showcased even more. And I want that to be the case in everything I do. My brother Terminology is someone who I build with on, mm-hmm, things like that all the time. So shout out to Term for Good Dad Gang and everything that he's doing to like give back to the community.
Yeah,
as
that
well.
Took off, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And very, you know, dope. Shout out to the Good Dad Gang, all the good dads out there.
Definitely. Yeah, it's dope to see, you know, people pushing it forward and, you know, providing the answers and the resources that weren't there when they had it. Because the other way is just insecurity, plain and simple, like hoarding it. You know?
Of course.
So that's dope, man. One more thing. Tons of videos.
Oh, yeah.
Loving that. We got to remind people, like every single, right, had a video.
Plain Gang 1 is on the way.
I'm guessing you're filming that, right?
Plain Gang is on the way.
Yeah.
Term's not going to be on tour with us. Term's got his own tour going on. But Acrobatic actually will be in Basel. He has a show the day after.
Nice.
And so we'll do some filming. We're going to be in Barcelona for like 3 or 4 days. So like, I think we'll do some shooting out
that's
there.
Ramblas.
MBS is going to make their way out there because they got a tour going on. Yo, there's so many Boston acts that are like making their way on tours. And shout out to MBS, G Dot and Born, M Dot, Castle are just always on the move.
And the ill thing about you bringing these guys over there is it gives them a common ground with a lot of other artists to talk to. Like Bakari and MDOT ended up in here together, and because of that, they had stuff to talk about. They had both been to the same cities, and now they can build on something.
Of course.
So it's very dope to see.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just great again when cats like are willing to like, you know, open up their data bank for the next cat. Like MDOT's always someone who I've you know, bounced ideas off of. Insight is another dude like that, old head, but like, you know, legendary Boston act who like kind of schooled me to like being out in Germany and being out in Austria, you know what I'm saying? So
that's what's up, man.
It's a great community we got.
Definitely. And the record drops Friday,
September 9th. If you want to go get that, you can.
At midnight? When people get on this?
Get on it right away. Pre-orders are available right now. Nice. We have vinyl, we have CD, we have the digital release. Tapes are on the way.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
How many cassettes
I'll do 8 tracks if I have to.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, I'm doing it all. You know, if your great-grandma, she want, like, the 8-track joint, then, like, I got that for you, too. But, like, We trying to move with all of it. I'm going out there with a lot of vinyl. I'm going out there with a lot of CDs, and like we're pushing this greatest unknown, man.
That's what's up. So we're gonna play a record, then we're gonna come back with a few more questions. This is Plain Gang, Acro, Edo G, Terminology, and
Dead Eye on the Cuts.
And you'll be on a plane probably this time tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
That's what's up. So we're tuned in with Rex, LFOD Radio, Plain Gang. We'll be back after this.
Let's go. Yeah. Hey, yo. I've been on my bras, ish, my art, ish, my killer toss, ish, with the Plain Gang boomerang tosses, fantastic forces, flowing like faucets, a bunch of FUs, abusing artists, all this is, optimist forming, competition is boring, yawning, y'all in no position to forget your mittens when the finger's in the oven, think of Dan Glovin, racist hat male with the standard head hunting, damn it, I be bugging, pandemonium loving, plan to blow above them, you dudes is Dukakis, imposters, posse of the four-headed monsters.
Yeah, Plain Gang, the team who you respect. We stay above the clouds like Preem, Guru, and Deck. I brutalize you little guys that's new to the set. Unless you're true to the vets, this is how crucial it gets. We giving hip-hop protection like the feudalist set. And in return, all we ask is come through and respect the message that the song is meant to give. I'm with my city's strongest representatives. Infinity bars, how long we're meant to live. Immortal techniques, we're born to let our reps speak. You know how the story go, the ageless primordial champs you can't handle here. Dropping jewels on you like a chandelier. The quiet killer like a panda bear.
Plain Gang, maintain the bang bang. Gold chain gang, spit slang, the spit game is with flames, with fangs, vampire-ish. Scary story, campfire-ish. You turned up, I don't get that high. No style, sky miles, you don't get that fly. You a wild card, you don't get that by. I'm a stand-up dude, you a sit-down guy. Edo's looking for it. Ill 16s with ill chorus, giving rappers all rigor mortis. The hair against the tortoise, we restore this. Carry torches, building a fortress.
Woo! Passport T, Plain Gang T. First things first, free wise, the P-I-M-P. Thank God for my necklace, and thank God for giving me the heart to protect it. I'm reckless, big instant grabber, big tip lever, bedroom bully, hotel thrasher. Welcome to the gasping like I ain't got asthma. Gonna be needed after this thrashing. Me, I'm on my second passport. The first one's a wrap. More stamps than the post office. Stop it. Rolled up so high to the TSA. They said, where you flying, sir? I said, up in LA.
Representing for the East Coast. Rex.
Acrobatic. Edo G.
Terminology.
The grind don't stop.
Aim for the sky.
The grind don't stop.
Aim for the sky.
Yeah. Eastern Standard Time. Got the people all standing in line. Just to see skills, I'm brandishing mine. All the knockoffs will vanish in time. Over the banister, they fall short like Tyrion Lannister.
Game of Thrones chants with the ass whooping for amateurs. In a foreign land with the band of lyrical bandits. A view this panoramic of banners. Nobody can handle us. We animals. The Eastern Standard slang is the beat bang.
Edo, terminology. My mama proud of me. Rex act, then my dudes solidly. Now follow me. My ball pang, no skinnies. Y'all stepping over dollars to make pennies.
I hit the stage with the greatest performance you ever seen. Army fatigues, but you can never call me fatigue. You know the breath control is so cold. Follow the flow, that's why we the greatest.
I hear that. We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Rex, Taz, yes. Priscilla in the building.
Peace.
Plane gang. Rex will be on a plane tomorrow. And now you're basically slamming all over. Your first show is Switzerland on Thursday. Then you're slamming all over Europe this month. And then A3C when you're back, right?
A3C when I'm back. Then I do a few spot dates in the States. Then I take a break right after. Well, me and Edo are talking about some stuff in Japan, like maybe for a few days. But my big thing is the end of November. I'm doing Africa.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? So like nice. I haven't been to Africa. I'm just doing South Africa. I'm doing Johannesburg and Cape Town. But
yeah,
you got to hit up West Africa.
It's phenomenal, too. Phenomenal. Yes, yes, agree. We'll get there.
Dude, Africa's great, man. You're gonna love it.
Yeah. Baby steps. I'm ready. I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
That's what's up. It's dope to see it happen on just because of a love for music, too.
Yeah.
Which is the best part. So we got a lot of submitted questions.
Word.
We put this out in the atmosphere. My buddy wants to know, huge Rex fan, shout out to Ricky. If aliens came to Earth, what three songs would you choose to embody hip-hop?
Okay.
Like, these people have no familiarity with humans, even.
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. Wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? I usually get the, like, you know, the tried and true, always the same. I always would say 25th Hour just because of what it has resonated for, you know, people who want the classic sound of what, like, boom bap sound is, plus the rapid delivery, like, that we've honed following cats like Kool G Rap and Big Pun. I would say that embodies, like, you know, the pure living, you know, embodiment of that hip-hop. Mr. Nobody, because of the passion, the storytelling, it brings, like, another angle of lyricism for me. You know, it shows some vulnerability, which is key for, like, you know, hip hop. And then I guess I would do something with, like, more of my, you know, social commentary, maybe something like Unlearn.
Okay.
Which offers, you know, in depth detail analysis of, like, the social structure.
Dope, dude. Dope. Burn. And then the other question we got, this is from a producer. What type of beats get your mind going?
I mean, all kinds of beats get my mind going. There's a wide range of styles I like. It's weird because, like, everybody's pegged me as this, like, you know, boom bap head, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's not all it entails. It was good to, you know what I'm saying, try different sounds, like what Mnemonix offered me on Revolutionary and what I've done with him on the Greatest X, which are, you know, variations of, like, not trapping, because I'm not with the trap, you know what I'm saying, ideal. I'm not with what it is, but, like, it offers a, like, you know, a fresh, new, vibrant, you know, progressive sound. So all sounds get my mind going. It's just a matter of, like, dope is dope.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think you want to hit your inbox with whatever you want.
Oh, he's what? That's how he was throwing it, like, angling it a little different.
I was guessing. If all I had
of
to
it,
guess.
All of it works. Don't like, kind of pigeonhole me. I don't want to be pigeonholed. Just, dude, you know, send me dope answer. Music, yo.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it might be the typical question, but I feel like it's something that definitely needs to be asked. So I feel like oppressed people definitely need to have, like, a voice, and I feel like in the youth sometimes it might be hard for them to express themselves, so what, I guess, advice do you have for, like, people in the youth that are going through, like, these feelings, especially in society now and all the crazy stuff that's happening? Like, what advice do you give them as far as, like, being able to, like, let out all that they've internalized?
I mean, honestly, like, find your way of expressing, you know, be it through the art, like, arts. That's what's so sad about, like, arts being taken out of the schools, because it's not allowing you to, like, kind of be, like, as expressive as you need to be. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, you know, I was always visual with drawing, like, Marvel comics and different stuff like that, which was a way for me to, you know, you know, show my creative juices and liberties or whatever. I would tell cats just to make sure, like, you find that outlet, a positive outlet that allows you to truly express your genuine identity. Mm-hmm. And, like, never allow anybody to tell you, like, to limit yourself, take away from who you are as a person. I personally wasn't the typical kid coming up in Lawrence, Massachusetts, but I had a village raising me, and I had individuals who were, like, you know, wanted to see me succeed because they saw something intelligent in me as a young kid. I was always in the library, you know. I was out there, like, in the neighborhood. I was a latchkey child at the same time. My mom's was, you know, doing things on her own. You know what I'm saying? My pops wasn't there. So, like, I was there doing, on the streets, you know, not wilding out, but, like, doing certain things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, you know. But when it's all said and done, hip-hop allowed me an outlet to express myself, and not just with the rhyming, with the breakdancing, all mm-hmm. of it. You know what I'm saying? It offers something so unique and vibrant, and that's why I don't want it to get lost with the music that nowadays is, like, you know, shoved down the children's throat. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, for the OT Genesis and the Young Thugs and all this music that is constantly, you know, not welcome in my book for, like, you know, people to grow from. You know, it's just a sad state of affairs, that, you not necessarily, like, I don't want individuals to express themselves, but, like, when it has a negative impact on the youth, that's when I have an issue. I take mm-hmm. issue with it. Mm-hmm. Always just I kind of, in a roundabout way, say, like, you know what I'm saying, just basically make sure you don't allow yourself to be limited in expressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You.
Dope. Thank you.
Word.
That's a good question.
Great question. So the next segment that we're about to enter in is When I Say Spit segment. So I have four of your lyrics written down on these index cards. And what you're going to do is pick it up. Some of them are very much so, like, basically what they say. But I want you to either talk about the inspiration behind it or why you decided to mention that in your rhymes. And then a couple of follow-up questions might follow, but...
Word. So you want me to pick this up and just read?
Yeah.
They legalize weed, will prisons be writing?
My handwriting is horrible. Yo. My handwriting is horrible.
Will prisons be gone next? Won't that affect your industrial complex? Okay, yeah. So I should have knew the lyric. I'm sorry, but, like,
we gotta talk about it.
Sorry, my handwriting is horrible.
They legalize weed, will prisons be gone next? Won't that affect your industrial complex? It was kind of a play on the fact that, you know, Nancy Grace, you know, was expressing disdain and issues, taking issue with certain aspects of the world that aren't really that important for her to be, like, you know, expressing, you know, anger and disdain for. And, you know, it's just funny, like, there are people like Nancy Grace that are putting on a, you know, pulpit to preach at and speak at us about, you know, and not just her, Bill O'Reilly, whoever it may be that is put in their position to, like, kind of, like, talk at you about what you do. When, you know what I'm saying, I try to, like, you know, sarcastically throw at it, like, you know, the industrial complex, prison industrial complex, military industrial complex, whatever industrial complex you want to speak on. And here we, you know what I'm saying, speaking specifically on the prison industrial complex, I wanted to sarcastically just ask, like, what will that do, you know, mm-hmm. to affect?
It's a real question, too, because, you know, money's getting messed up there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, something. Obama just made it illegal for corporate businesses to be involved in it.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
Yeah.
On a federal level. State level, you can still do it.
Yeah.
So.
And I kind of wanted to follow up that question because, you know, a lot of police brutality is going on. And in Massachusetts and Boston, a lot of people have been protesting about this issue. And I know in this song you mentioned, you know, a brother got shot with his hands raised, mm-hmm. you know. So, like, I wanted to hear, like, your thoughts on what's going on. And, like, as an artist, do you feel responsible to speak out or to save of some sort?
Absolutely, I feel responsible. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I'd be doing not only the people a disservice, but I'd be doing my children a disservice if I'm not speaking. You know, I got two young kings. My son Isaiah is 13. He looked just like Tamir Rice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, he's bigger than Tamir. Like, it's like, well, was, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son, when he walks the streets in, you know, Florida, I have them for part of the year, you know, when he walks the streets of Florida, like, he's a target. You know what I'm saying? My 6-year-old is soon to be, and in all his glory and happiness that he exists in, he's going to be met with some real serious, you know, things to deal with, you know, at 8 and 9 and 10, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, police brutality is police brutality. People have an issue with Kaepernick speaking out and saying what he's saying about, you know, a flag and a, you know, a country that does not face the reality of the world we exist in. You know, the country and what it was founded on was not founded on, you know, the premise that we were equal. We were never considered equal. We were not, I mean, and they just brushed over that part in the U.S. history books. It's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? We weren't equal. Now, you know what I'm saying? You know, 68 comes, or whatever year it was, you know what I'm saying? When Johnson was, you know, forced to think a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Because of what Bull Connor and the fire hoses was doing. They just brushed it over, and then now all of a sudden we all equal and everybody's happy, and it's BS. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can't just forget what occurred oppression wise for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. You know, so
yep. You could pick, I guess, 2 more.
Word. Settled on the mic, cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. That would be you know, the famous to paraphrase and to go on, like, you know, the famous Biggie idea of, like, you know, either you sling a crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Big Biggie Smalls fan for the many layers that he actually was as a writer, even though, like, you know, he was gone too soon. There were so many layers to him as a writer, I think. And I think that specific line, you know, spoke volumes to what was going on for a long period of time in our mind frame. Any kid growing up is crazy. I hate to go, like, you know, off on a tangent, because that's what I do. But Ta-Nehisi Coates, I'm reading Ta-Nehisi Coates right now, right? And he speaks on, you know what I'm saying, our unspoken, like, you know, in our community, our unspoken, like, you know, just connections. Like, for instance, he bumped into a brother at the airport, bumped him by accident. He was like, my bad. Homie was like, you straight. You know what I'm saying? And that was just, it was a given natural instinct that we have within our community to, like, be able to speak to each other. And I think with that specific line, Biggie was speaking everything that we were thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, for all those kids you were talking about who can't really, like, you know, find an outlet and they need an outlet, Biggie was speaking that. He was speaking into power what, like, all so much of us thought. You know what I'm saying? Either you sling crack rock, you got a wicked jump shot, you in entertainment, but they don't really offer us much else. They're not telling you to be astronauts, not telling you to be lawyers or doctors. And that was just, it was very important for me to, like, you know, carry on that message from Big. Right. With jump shots.
And that song slams live, by the way.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Okay, we're going with the recipe. It's useless to loosen nooses and still be knotted. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, like, you know, for us to be caught up in the, you know what I'm saying, oh man, the way to it just reminds me of another line from Unlearned. So the nooses and the chains that, you know what I'm saying, and the things that bind us, you know, consistently, like, you know, you can kind of assimilate, you can kind of become a part of, you know, what is, you know what I'm saying, in our environments, and like find a simple, like, happiness for the moment, but, like, you know what I'm saying, it still doesn't change the fact that you know what I'm saying, you're in this chain or you're in this bond. So, I mean, everything that exists for, like, you know, people in the struggle, like, exists, like, with a foundation that if it's not addressed at the foundation, it remains an issue until you address what's at the foundation and at the core of the problem. So that's, I think, what that means.
Nice.
Dope.
Yes.
Dope. This is the first time we've done this segment.
This is...
on the air.
This is like, you hit me for a loop with that, and it's like, yo, and like, I'm not the like most complex lyricist, but like, you know, I do write in depth, so like, I mean, it feels good to be able to even like, you know, talk those, what I'm saying, into existence. It's and like, that's why it's good I had the lyric book in my new CD. There's a lyric booklet for like people to like really actually look at what I'm talking about.
Look at the segue. You know,
and you're talking about So I try to be sure I'm on them joints right away. That's another
September 9th, the Grace X. Read all the lyrics. Now did you have to type them out? Or
I did
actually. Someone else have,
I okay. did. It was funny hitting cats like Planet Asia, who's my man, and like different cats are just trying to like hound and chase people down for their lyrics, you know. And like it was dope to be able to like, you know, kind of like sit back and look at like what Mo Pope wrote and be like,
damn,
man, this dude is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or like look at Dutch and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or R.A. the Rugged Man, you know what I'm saying? It's like phenomenal, you know, thing. You know, and I mean, it was dope to bring the lyric booklet back. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to bring it back to the purple tape, that kind of vibe.
Very dope. You're going to have people freaking out when they get these.
Because I want them to dig into
it. I don't know.
I want them to dig into that and digest it. And when they open it and they see that, boom, the panel, and then they like pull it open, it's like, it's a book.
Right. It's a novel, maybe. Right.
Yeah, it's a book.
That's
35 songs. It's straight all the way through. I'm really amped to see people's response to this. I know it's going to do well, but I'm curious to see, like, you know, really what happens. Because, I mean, you were saying you think it's album of the year.
I do believe so. And, like, I mean, I said that maybe prematurely because I heard the two couple of joints with Sky doing Apollo Brown's album. And I was like, okay, maybe I might have to fall back from that. But, like, no, like, I think it's in contention. Like, and that's not me trying to be arrogant or you know, it's one of those albums that if I was a fan, like getting prepared and looking for something quality, this is the type of album I'd be looking for.
Oh.
So, you know, I didn't do that when I was like dropping any other albums, save for maybe like the self-titled album. But I truly believe this is in contention.
I'm amped to hear Back Home. I only see that I've heard it a few times,
and we've shot footage all across.
Like, really?
Yeah, we've shot footage. We got footage from Germany, Poland.
Nice.
So that's all the video too.
We're gonna shoot again. We're gonna be in Barcelona. We're gonna be in France. We're gonna be all over.
That's the jam.
And yeah, so we're gonna do that again.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So September 9th, The Greatest X.
Yes.
And then U.S. Stay tuned for tour dates.
Yep.
And then if you're in Europe, we're going to drop this tomorrow. So, you know, tune in. Go to what? RexHipHop.com?
RexHipHop.com. You can go to UndergroundHipHop.com. Always been supportive of me, you know. iTunes, obviously. BrickRecords.com.
Okay. Yeah. They can find the record. They can find the tour dates. They can find it all. You're out there with Ed OG, Artifacts, Beantown Bullies, Relentless, Notoriety.
Yep.
It's dope that you're with Artifacts. I was actually... Remember I was telling you about Tame One the other day?
Mm-hmm.
He is a member of Artifacts.
Yep.
And I saw him way back, and he was crazy live. I haven't seen him perform since, you know, I don't know, 06 or something, but that's dope that you're doing
super OGs.
Tour with him.
Artifacts, very. Like, you know, old graffiti crew, you know what I'm saying? And, like, they are the element, you know what I'm saying? And
basically.
It's phenomenal when you get to go on tour with cats like that. Like, L.O.G., when I first went on tour with L.O.G., I probably didn't even open my mouth for, like, the first two or three days. I just soaked it up, you know?
Because right.
You're talking about somebody who did it in, you know, saying it from 80s, 90s to 2000s to now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a depth that, like, so many cats don't have, and people don't take advantage of that depth being right at our doorstep, you know?
That's so true. I mean, over a 20-year career.
Oh, yeah. LOG is still at it. And still at it.
Smiling.
Got the Freedom album coming. Yes, always smiling in every photo.
That's unbelievable.
Because while I was meme mugging, he'll be smiling. He's looking at me. He got me smiling in the pictures too.
Yeah, it's powerful. Yeah.
Shout out to LOG.
So we're gonna play this Hands Up and get out of here. Anything else you want people to know before we sign off?
Follow me on social media, the Greatest XST on IG, the Real Rex on pretty much everything else, from Snapchat, which I do not use, Twitter, what do you call it? Facebook, that one. I don't know what's up with MySpace.
Well. I heard they're making a comeback.
Can they bring MySpace back? I really want.
No, we're good without it.
I really enjoyed MySpace.
Now one in Facebook. We've
moved past MySpace.
Facebook could go too.
So this is. We're gonna play Hands Up. This is Rex, produced by Street Runner.
Word.
This was actually premiered on here during your last appearance.
That is correct.
Which, if people haven't heard, LFODradio.com. You can get the whole backstory on Rex growing up in Lawrence, influences, why no one has ever beat Black Thought on a record,
yeah,
and also some gems about Organized Confusion. So that was a dope interview. Everyone go check that. Rex, Greatest X Friday, Playing Gang, taking off tomorrow. And this is Hands Up. Wink, wink. Check out the video.
Word up.
Live Free or Die.
Nice.
Got the right to remain silent. I don't give a f- when the government call you violent. I don't give a f- you don't give a f- we don't give a f- we don't need another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Handcuff, man down, officer calling for backup. All these just shoot if they act up. Where is Nancy Grace when the police blast us? How come she mad? Cause they legalize weed, they legalize weed. Will prisons be gone next? Won't that affect your industrial complex? Prison scary to the military. Tell me Taliban can't kill me. Get me now, gon' kill them. Brainwashed children, the melting pot filled in. Conformity is normalcy. Honor the enormous ignoramus in the office. Geppetto puppets will flourish. If you now want the veil over eyes, recognize, testify to the west of lies. Best disguise minds as devoted Christians, so the system can list them as future Democrats with no pot to piss in. Show cops respect. Wink, wink, middle finger down.